We're going to start our next session. It is on affordable housing, regulation of single-family lots to increase and preserve affordable housing. The moderator is Jake. We also have panelists, Aviz, Nicole, and Zach. So I will turn it over to them and let them get going.
Everybody hear me okay? All right. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Jake Wegman, and I am on the faculty of the Community and Regional Planning Program in the School of Architecture at UT Austin. And I want to welcome you to our session. We're pulling a slight bait and switch on you all. We have made a little tweak to the title of our session. We're calling it Affordable Housing, Land Use Regulation to Increase and Preserve Affordable Housing. We're broadening a little beyond the single family specific aspect of it, but we are going to talk about that a lot today too. So if you came here for that, don't worry. But what I'd like to start off by doing is telling you a little bit about our format. So I'm going to introduce our distinguished panelists here. And then after I do that, we're going to do a sort of a round robin discussion format where I'm going to ask each panelist a series of questions in turn. They will respond, but they will also respond to each other. And we're going to reserve plenty of time towards the end for Q&A. I think that'll be a lot of fun. So I really hope you will all fire away with the questions that come up. So to begin, I'd like to begin by introducing Nicole Jocelyn. Nicole Jocelyn is a community-engaged designer and affordable housing advocate, currently serving as a principal and director of community development at Capital A Housing here in Austin. Combining her passion for civic engagement with her architectural training, she strives to create holistic, complete, and well-designed communities through in-depth communication with community members, leaders, and stakeholders. Prior to joining Capital A Housing, Nicole served as the executive director of Community Powered Workshop. And full disclosure, I was a board member. In this role, Nicole got to hone in on her community engagement and leadership skills to bridge the gap between the design process, the culture of a neighborhood, and the way people actually live. She's also held positions at notable architecture firms, including Eskew, Dumez, Ripple, how did I do?
Good.
Boca Powell, and Architecture for Humanity. And then next one to the left of Nicole is Zach Krochtingle. Zach works in LIHTC, that is to say Low Income Housing Tax Credit Development, at Armory Square Development, which is based in Dallas. He works on both the finance and development sides of the transaction. He touches on site selection, due diligence, and financial analysis, and he has a lot of stories for us. I'm here to tell you. Zach was previously employed by two other affordable housing developers here in Texas, and before that, he worked as a senior analyst for a real estate financial intermediary, also in Dallas, and he was a senior associate at Ernst & Young. He got his BA from Syracuse University, his JD, he's our one actual attorney on the panel here.
Not anymore.
From Villanova University, and he got a master's in finance from the University of Edinburgh in Scotland. Got to be a story there. And then last but not least, at the end, we have Aviz Azar. He is a PhD candidate in the same community regional planning program at UT where I am. Aviz serves currently on the City of Austin Planning Commission and Codes and Ordinances Joint Committee, which he's done since 2019. He has also served on the Housing Works Austin Board and Advocacy Committee, Project Connect Community Advisory Committee, Austin Economic Development Corporation Board, Capital Metro Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Community Advisory Group, and Planning Our Communities Leadership Team. Previously, Aviz worked as a research coordinator and program manager at Housing Works Austin, a very prominent local housing advocacy group. And he has his master's in planning and his master's in public affairs, all from UT, with a portfolio in nonprofit studies. And just the one thing that I would like to add is, not only is Aviz the most civically engaged PhD student that I know, he's the most civically engaged PhD student I've ever heard of anywhere.